4 o'clock. Welcome, everyone. The first thing on the agenda is approval of the September 15th, 2025 minutes. Those were emailed out to you. Are there any corrections or changes to minutes from September 15th? If there are none, is there...
So moved.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. The meeting minutes from September 15th, 2025 are approved. Next on the agenda is the finance report from Dr. Letterman.
Shoot this up a little bit. Thank you, Chair Durden. Good evening. Good to see all of you. This is going to be relatively short because it's only been a couple of months since we had our last finance report. But we're going to look at two different slides. The first slide is going to be our budget revenue report, and then we'll look at our expenses report. I think most of you are used to doing that. So let's, this is a reminder for those of you that are new. The columns on the left are the current year, current fiscal year, which our fiscal year starts July 1st. The columns on the right are last year. So we're comparing our budget against our actuals against the budget, but we also compare it against last year to see how we're doing. The first row is state appropriations, and you can see that we're at 55% of our year for state appropriations. And that's with 33% of the year gone. Now this year we were blessed to have additional funding through the performance funding model of $31,100. So that's why this year is a little bit higher than what we received last year. But we've received two of our four state payments that we receive, and the state of Kentucky is doing well, so we fully expect to receive the other two payments as well. The next row is tuition and charges, and that is the main area that the college receives its revenue for. We're currently at 68%, which is great because it's 8.5% higher than last year. And so our budget this year is higher than last year, but our revenue is also higher than last year as well. So that's positive. And then if we jump down to sales and services, and those are what you may know as auxiliary revenue. And we are higher than last year as well at $510,000 compared to $468,000. So that is revenue that we bring in from things like our bookstore sales, vending machines, our grill revenue is on there as well. The next row is other. And we talked about this in a little bit more detail last meeting. But again, these are budgeted reserves. So the $1,851,000 is the amount that you as the board of directors approved for us to put into this year's budget from our reserves. And we use that for strategic needs. And so this year we used it for strategic needs that we need around campus, as well as the purchase of the property that Dr. Young will be talking about. So for the year to date, we're at $9,358,000, which is 5.7% higher than last year. We're at 55% of our budget, and again, that's with 33% of the year gone. So we're doing well. We're happy with how the fall semester has gone, and very pleased with that. And restricted is basically flat from last year, but that's what was planned. And if we look at total revenues and appropriated fund balances, we're at $13,419,000, which is higher than last year as well, at 2.8% higher than last year. And again, this is through October's data. All right. Any questions on the revenue? Dr. Boyette, would you please turn to the next slide for us? All right, this slide is expenses, and everything seems to be well in order, again, with 33% of the year gone. If you do take a look at student financial aid, it's showing 49%. That's actually a good thing, because that means we have more students that we're providing aid to. So that's actually a positive as well. So you can see that our expenditures for so far for this year are at $9,599,000, which is 34% of the budget. But that basically is the same as last year. We were at 34% of the budget at this time. So very similar to last year. Then our total expenditures and budget reserve, $9,599,000. Again, that's 34% of our budget. So it's well in range of where we want to be. And then revenues in excess of expenditures, year to date, $3,820,000. Which is actually better than last year, but at 1% higher than last year at this time. So, all right. Any questions?
Say that last sentence again. You said we're better than that, but we're not.
Our revenue in excess of expenditures is higher than last year. Okay. Does that make more sense?
Yeah,
it's 1% higher than last year. Sorry.
No, I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, no, that's, which is good. So, all right. Any other questions? Good question. All right. Thank you. Chair Heard.
Thank you. Okay, next is the enrollment report by Ms. Angel Prescott.
Good afternoon. Welcome to this beautiful fall day. I'm supposed to be cold again, so we'll continue to enjoy it while we can. I just want to share with you, we do have our official enrollment report numbers, and then I'll give you an update about where we're at with the spring. But for our fall, we were at a 4.9% increase over our previous fall enrollment, which is very exciting to share. That should be like in green with like sparkles or something coming out of it. We're very excited by that. But what I also want to share with you is a larger look at some work that's really happened. If you'll go to the next screen. What I'm equally as excited to share with you is that since the fall of 2022, we have had a 14.4% fall growth rate. And I share this. I remember telling Dr. Young when I looked this up, and because I was real tired, I'm like, man, we're working real hard. I hope this is making a difference. And really, when you look at it over the last 4 years, the reason that fall 22 is so significant for us is that was the semester that we really stopped with our COVID plunge and started to really move forward. So in that time, we have experienced a tremendous amount of growth. It's really a testament to the faculty and staff that work here at HCC to be able to make this happen. We've made adjustments to our advising model. We really reviewed a lot of our own internal policies and procedures to remove student barriers and obstacles to enrolling. Really jumped feet first into a pretty proactive outreach campaign, a lot more campus events, recruitment and registration events on campus, really just working tirelessly. That's why we're tired to get where we're at, but it's a good tired, but I'm very excited to share this and wanted to share that with you all as well. But as we look into, next slide, thank you, sir. As we look at where we're heading for spring of 26, I will just share with you, we are slow for spring of 26 right now. We're not immune to the impacts of the government shutdown. Really, when you're thinking about our active duty soldiers, their spouses, our students who receive federal and state benefits, when Maslow's hierarchy of needs, when your needs are not being met, it's really hard to think about and prioritize education. That certainly doesn't mean that we're not doing everything we can to support students and help them navigate through the enrollment and registration process, but we are slow right now, really directing that to some of those impacts. Some of the things that we're doing right now to really offset that, our recruiters, our two campus recruiters, are working hard to provide pop-up recruitment and registration events, both in our Oak Grove, Clarksville, Trigg, Todd areas as well, not just Hopkinsville, but really expanding our reach as well. After hours and Saturday registration events, trying to hit people where they're at and when they can get here to help make some decisions. Good old-fashioned personal phone calls, believe it or not. I hear a lot of times people don't answer their phone. Our students do. But what's great about that for us is that it allows us to work with them one-on-one to really help identify what may be some barriers or challenges that they're facing and how we can help them navigate through that. And then also we will be launching a new local marketing campaign called Your Path, Your Way, which is really just going to be focusing with students about what their educational path looks like for them, whether that is online, whether that's part-time. Let us help you navigate what's going to best fit you and what your needs are. We're certainly trying to avoid any stop-outs for students, and there's sometimes a misconception that I've got to be 12 hours full-time in person in order to be successful, and that's not the case. So really helping to create some personalized plans and approaches for our students. We're excited about the launch of that. And then also, believe it or not, we are already preparing for fall of 26. Actually, Dr. Boyette and I have been preparing for about 2 years for the fall of 26. As you all know, we have a high school consolidation happening, and we've been working for several years now just to ensure that our partnership with CCPS is where we want it to be. And I am very pleased to say that after lots of work, we both feel, I'm looking at him, he's shaking his head. We both feel really great about where we're at going into the fall. So things like looking at their technical dual credit offerings, having the discussions about what our in-person classes might look like that we may be offering at the high school, just really continuing to cultivate those relationships and be good partners with them. On top of that, I am happy to share that we have several of our other dual credit partners who have been seeking us out about the things that they've been seeing and want to be partnering with us in new ways in terms of class offerings, technical pathways. As we get those developed, we'll certainly share more at future board meetings. But I really just want to say I'm excited about what we're working on and the things that continue to move forward with us. And I will just say for me, what that says to really for me is that it continues to reinforce that HCC is the college for the community. People are seeking us out. They want to be here. They want to be our partners. And a lot of great work really is happening. So I'll take any questions at this time about our fall numbers or our spring outreach. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay. Next on the agenda is the Community College update from Dr.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. I understand how important time is, and so I appreciate you taking the time to spend with us to learn a little bit more about the great things that are happening at Hopkinsville Community College. And as you know, I like to start with celebrations, and so we will start with just that. Next slide. Hopkinsville Community College now has a new CDL diesel tech lot that's going to house our CDL trucks, as well as, we hope, a new CDL diesel tech building. And we can talk a little bit more about that in just a moment. You will be able to see it. I'm going to show you a couple of pictures, but this is 721 North Main Street. And you will enter North Main Street here. It used to be
North Side
Auto Parts, but now it's in, well, now it's Hopkinsville Community College. And so you can enter in and you go all the way back, and it was a salvage yard that you could see off of Elm. So if you're on our campus and you go across the campus to the Flexible Tech Center, which used to be our welding facility, it's right across the street from, diagonal a little bit from that. The walking track that a lot of people use, it's right across the street from that. You can't see it that well because there's overgrown trees and shrubs and that kind of thing that have interwoven themselves in the fence. But that is now our lot. So if you'll go to the next slide. These are the two buildings that you will see. D&J, I couldn't remember what the name was. So this is now, these two pieces of property, or buildings rather, now belong to Hopkinsville Community College, and all of the land to the back of that up to Elm Street. Okay, next slide. And so this is the slide, if we were coming in off of Elm Street, that you would be able to see. Even it goes even further back than this. Several of us walked the property Friday. And so what's going to happen, or what our initial thoughts were, is that our trucks will be parked over on this side, and then all of this will be the CDL range, so that the trucks can, the students can complete their maneuvers in that area. Okay, next slide. So this is the Elm Street, that's Gateway, and the track is right over here. The students will be able to, the trucks will be over this way, but then all of this will be the driving range where they can practice their maneuvers. And then as they need to head out, they can come out on North Main, make a right, and continue on driving down the street, which sometimes I'm so tempted to blow and say, good job, as I'm passing them. And then I have to remind myself, they don't know who you are in this vehicle. And secondly, they are student drivers learning how to handle this big rig.
You do not
need to try to distract them in any kind of way. We are excited about this because it's going to give our CDL students the opportunity for an enhanced experience. They're going to be closer to our campus, closer to other facilities and services here on our campus. And it gives us some much needed extra space for some extra maneuvers that have been included in the CDL experience, or in, as you're trying to gain that certificate. So they'll be able to do what they need to do there. And they might even let me drive this year. A few years ago, they just let me sit in it, and I couldn't do anything else. So maybe they'll let me inch it up a little bit. Who knows? Okay, next slide. Some additional celebrations. We have received a couple of grants. I think I've shared with you in the past that we have a new grant specialist. And we are really excited that we've already received two grants, a $2,500 grant from the Kroger Foundation. This is going to help to put food in our food pantry, and we're really excited about that because our need, just like other pantries around the nation, has increased. We've seen an increase in our students coming to our pantry, and so we're excited that we were able to actually do a little bit extra there in order to help them out. And then Jean Haas Foundation awarded us an $8,000 grant for our CMM, computerized machining and manufacturing students, to be able to take courses there. So we're really excited about that as well. We have not publicized this as much as perhaps some other schools have, but the Hopkinsville Community College Foundation graciously agreed to provide scholarship opportunities for some of our active duty military at Fort Campbell who needed just a little bit of assistance to stay enrolled in classes for our October term. And so we were able to help those students with the government shutdown. There was just a little bit of a gap there that was needed. And so we were able to help them so that they did not have to stop out of school or take a break there. So we are indebted to our foundation for helping out our students there. And then recently we had a successful visit from the ASIN accreditation group. Our practical nursing program is seeking out accreditation. And so we are, we've had our visit and we're waiting to hear from them, but the visit went well. And so we were excited about that. Next slide. We are also, I use excited a lot. I'm just elated because other people are recognizing the great work that's happening here at Hopkinsville Community College. The National Council for Marketing and Public Relations District 2 met. They had their conference, and Hopkinsville Community College won two awards. We won gold for our logo design. You will recall the 60-year logo, the mosaic look. We won gold for that, and then we won silver for special event or fundraising campaign. So our 60 for 60 and all of what we have done this year for our 60th year, we won silver for that. It's my understanding that one school won the gold and the bronze in this area, so they kind of sandwiched us, but we kept them from getting a full sweep, so we're excited. Okay. We are tickled to be able to participate in the Military Affairs Committee's Chili Cook-Off. You can see our director of Fort Campbell Campus is just working hard stirring chili, as well as our veteran affairs coordinator. This is Tony. He runs our grill back here. You can see he is measuring out the seasonings, and everybody is working hard, and the president is sipping coffee. So I don't know how they caught that picture of me. I did work that day. I just want y'all to know that. But we were happy to be able to do that. That was a lot of fun to be able to not only get to fellowship with each other, but with other groups that were out there and for a great cause. So we were glad to do that. Next slide. We were happy also to host Dr. Quarles, KCTCS president, on our campus. He came to visit us, and so we got an opportunity. This is me and our cabinet. Got an opportunity to just sit around and talk to him about the great things that are happening here at the college. And he actually spent a lot of extra time with us. He was only allotted a little over an hour, and ended up spending a lot of time with us that day. And so that was really, really a neat opportunity that we're glad that we got. Okay, so just some general updates for you. Our beloved blue building is still receiving love. We are not sure when we're going to be able to reoccupy her. We're hoping in the spring. And so these are just a few pictures. I don't know if these look familiar to you, Melissa. But this is, if you walk into the, technically the side door, I guess, but under the clock tower, this is the main hallway. And we have some plans for that. We'll tell you a little bit about later. But, I'm sorry. No, this is now the student lounge and study area. We're going to call it the student study area. This is the new student study area. We did decrease the size of the bookstore some. And Melissa, I can send them to you. Okay. We did decrease the size of the bookstore some, and we created a space. It is my desire that students have study space in every building on this campus. And so we created that space for students to be able to come and study. And then you'll see the bookstore. We shared with you, I believe, in the past that KCTCS is moving to services with Bibliu. We've been with Barnes & Noble for many, many years now, but we are now moving to Bibliu. And they came to visit, and they just absolutely love the turquoise glazed brick. And so she was like, we can do this. And I said, don't touch the brick. Do not touch the brick. Yes. You can put anything you want to on the wall above the brick, but don't mess with the brick. So they're really excited about and thrilled about their space. And they have been working with us to make some changes there. And then these are two of our lab spaces. And I don't want to get them mixed up.
Bio on the left, chemistry on the right.
This is bio, the biology lab. And then this is a part of the chemistry lab. Excuse me. So it's coming along. We hope again in early spring we'll be able to start making some moves. And then we'll also plan some open houses and receptions for our community to come back and see what we've done. So, alrighty, next slide, please. Hopkinsville Community College's main entrance is also receiving some love. While you cannot tell it, this is a new screen for us. Our last screen kept messing up, and Dr. Leatherman worked so hard and diligently to get with the owners, the vendors, and we were finally able to come to an agreement, and we got a new one. The good part about this one is if something, if the software, if there's a glitch or something of that nature, it will always resort back to this splash screen. So it shouldn't be dark or with nothing on it. It should always at least have this screen, in addition to other announcements that we will, you know, scroll on there. But this has what's called a splash screen feature, so that there's always a main picture that should be viewed. So not only did we get a new new screen, what is that called? TV? I mean,
digital display.
Digital display. So not only did we get a new digital display, you will see the arborvitaes behind and, you know, out this way. They were beautiful, and they are beautiful. They have grown so thick and so tall that you can't see the beautiful stone wall that was put up that mirrors this. So we're redoing the landscaping for the main entrance. We are taking down the arborvitaes trees, and we are going to replace them with some others. So I'm just going to give you a hint of what some of that will look like. So we're including this boxwood and some standing ovation blue stem grass. I think that's green. I don't know if that's NLT. I can't tell what that is. Boxwood. Okay, the next one. Kindred Spirit Oak. We'll see some of those. Strawberry Sunday Hydrangeas. Bringing in some color. Okay, next slide. Berry Dazzle Crepe Myrtles and Little Lime Punch Hydrangeas. So you're going to see a little bit more color out there, and you're going to be able to see the stone wall and as well as some greenery. So I'm hoping that it'll be a different look, but I'm hoping that you'll be able to, it will look complete when it's all said and done. Okay. And then the last thing I think I have are some important dates that I wanted to share with you. November the 25th, next Tuesday, I think that is our day of thanks. I generally go down and have breakfast in Fort Campbell, and then we come back and have lunch here at Hopkinsville, and I invite you all to come. It's generally at my house, I call it, upstairs in the two-story building. I invite everybody to come over that way. A lot of times, faculty and staff don't really want to come upstairs. I don't know why. But so I invite them to come over to the administration building to show that, you know, we have fun over there. So please, please, please feel free to stop by at the noon hour. We are going to have lunch. And then we are closed from Wednesday the 26th through Friday the 28th, celebrating Thanksgiving. December 12th is a day of celebration, the most wonderful time of the year. We start with our ADN pinning ceremony, and then we have our fall commencement ceremonies at noon and at 3:00. And you are all invited to that. If you do think you're planning to attend, please let us know, because we want to make sure that we save a seat for you. So if you will let us know as soon as possible, we'll be happy, happy, happy to accommodate you and make sure that you have a place to sit. December 16th is our Circle of Love ceremony. I think we have held that in conjunction with the Boys and Girls Club, partnered with them, and I think that's held at the Boys and Girls Club. And some of you have sponsored a child, and if you're interested in doing that again this year, please feel free to do that. It's 150. Okay, it's $150, $125, $150 per child. So if you're interested in that, please, please feel free to do so. December 22nd through January the 2nd, institutional closing, and then spring classes begin January 12th. We return on the 5th, I think it is. We return on the 5th. So those are just some important dates that we wanted you to be aware of. And I just wanted to take this opportunity also to just commend faculty and staff here at Hopkinsville Community College. You've heard a lot of good information today, how we have exceeded budget. You've heard about how our enrollment is up. And we are excited about that. As Angel has already shared, it was a lot of hard work. It is a lot of hard work, but we believe that the work that we do is quite worth it. We feel honored to be entrusted with students' dreams and goals, and we want to help them reach those goals. So personal phone calls and texts. Sometimes we're out here eating lunch and walking around saying hello and how are things going and what can we do to be of service to you. But that's very important to us. And these people sitting here on this side of the wall that actually work at Hopkinsville Community College are really doing some great work. And I appreciate it, from this class scheduling to ensuring we're not going over budget on anything. our marketing, making sure that we are putting forth the best effort in sharing what's going on at HCC. And Angel gives credit to faculty and staff, but she has spearheaded a lot of this. Alicia telling us where we are in terms of our enrollment and other important data points that help guide our decisions. And then Tara reminding us of all that we need to do at Fort Campbell. And so I just want to take this opportunity to thank them and thank each one of you today for your support of the college. It really means a lot. I'll answer any questions if you have them. Okay.
Well, thank you for thank all you. That you do.
Absolutely.
My pleasure. Okay, is there any other business that needs to be discussed today? Nothing? Okay. If there's no other business, then
I'll make a motion.
There's adjournment. Is there a second? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.